asking for a new partnership with both the Murray-Darling Basin Authority and the Commonwealth Government to bring about some water justice for the Aboriginal people of the Murray-Darling Basin.
What sort of partnership is there currently, Darren?
Well, we currently work with the Murray-Darling Basin Authority. We've been instrumental in getting the basin plan to its final stages, working on the Indigenous components, the Aboriginal engagement within the basin plan, and we work on many issues across the basin and outside of the basin as well with water, with the states.
And so what is it that you're specifically asking for now?
We're asking to start the conversation again with the new regime in Mr. Baldwin and Mr. Andrew to sit down with us and have a conversation about how we're going to achieve the things that have been promised to us within the Commonwealth Water Act review, where it, you know, some of the recommendations came back that Indigenous engagement needs to be a strong sort of front within the Water Act and the Basin Plan. All we're asking for really is that we have the conversation, see how we can work it into the future.
Do you feel like things have stalled in that area, that you're not being given the voice that you require, or is it more that there's two new appointments in these roles and you need to reconnect with those?
We feel that we're being left out a little bit. You know, the voice of the irrigators is being heard very strongly at the moment, and we don't want to see that we're in competition with the irrigators or the environment, but we are central to water in this land. We're sovereign First Nations, and we've been managers of water resources within our traditional country for many thousands of generations. So, you know, it just goes without saying that we should be partners, not stakeholders. We should never be seen as stakeholders in water management within this country. That we're partners, and that's how we want to carry out this conversation.
How important is the Murray-Darling River system to the Aboriginal population?
The Murray-Darling River system is central to our lifeways. It has been, it is now, and it always will be. We have a very special affinity with water, as we have a very holistic view of our environment and how we live within our environment, and water is central to that because water gives life, and without water we've all got no life.
And so what is it that the Indigenous people will need from the system going forward? Obviously it's about government, it's about irrigators, it's about the Indigenous population. What will you need going forward?
As I said, we want a seat at the table with regard to management of water. At the moment there's quite a bit of angst amongst Barkindji people around Menindee Lakes, because the lakes have been drawn down and there's no water in the lakes, and it appears that there's actually there may be ulterior motives, because there's sand mining exploration going on apparently, and you know, there was no involvement of the Barkindji people within that, the management of that water system. So all we're asking for is to be at the table, to have our fair share of water, to be involved in the management,